Hi, you're listening to The Humans We Are with Carola, episode number 42. Hello, amazing humans. I hope you're doing amazing today, whenever you're listening. Welcome back if you're a returning listener of the show. I am so glad that you're here for another episode of The Humans We Are. And if you're new to the show, welcome, welcome. I'm so happy to have you. My hope is that as you listen to this show, you find a more loving and accepting way of relating to your body, your future, your past decisions, the way that you are and have been in the world. And I am available to support you in that if you want to take it a little bit further. And the ways that I do that is, well, one, sharing information through this podcast, which is free. And if you want a little bit more support or a lot more support, I offer that mainly through one-on-one coaching. If you have a desire to understand yourself better, to stop being your own harshest critic, and you want to start making decisions in your life from unconditional love rather than from fear or self-doubt, I can help. If you would like to know a little bit more about what that would look like for you, I invite you to a no pressure, no strings attached conversation to figure that out together. And to book that, just go to www.carolafortes.com/consult and we will take it from there. Okay, so for this episode, it's going to be a little bit different because it's going to be more like sharing a few reflections on this topic of aging, which, let's face it, we are all on the same boat. Whether we like it or not, all of us, every human on this planet is aging since the very moment that we are born. I have been alive on this planet since 1975. In November this year, I will be celebrating the 49th anniversary of my arrival in this human form now on Earth. How cool is that? I have been thinking a lot about aging as a human and specifically as a woman and all the different aspects of it. And this episode is in part inspired by a conversation that I had with Susie. I'm not going to say her last name because I didn't ask her permission to mention her, but she's a friend and a former client of mine. And she has been on a very similar pattern of thinking about aging and all of that. And we had a very interesting and very satisfying conversation. And I want to share some reflections with all of you. So as I said, this episode is going to be more about sharing some thoughts and some reflections. And I don't necessarily have any specific tool or insight to share with you. So if you like those episodes more, I'm sorry to disappoint you. Maybe you want to skip this one. Okay, first, I'd like to ask you to remember where you were 20 years ago. What was your age? What were your life circumstances? Try to remember how you used to think of yourself. What was your relationship with yourself 20 years ago? What was your general opinion of yourself? What did that version of you, the one that is 20 years younger, if you will, what did she believe back then? What did she believe that was possible or not possible for her? Now, this may not be true for you, as it's not true for every single woman, but for many, if not most of my clients and friends, and for myself, if they really think about it, they wouldn't want to go back to that version of 20 years ago, even if they could. I know that for sure. I would not like to go back to being that version of me. I mean, I love her with all my heart. I think she was fantastic. She was so brave and she was so full of dreams, and there were so many possibilities, and she was so interesting and fun. But there was so much inner turmoil. There was so much self-hatred and angst. It was not very pleasant for her. Of course, many would like to go back to that body with all the wisdom and the confidence and with everything that they have learned and with all like the, let's say, inner peace that they have now. But that's not the question that we are entertaining. The question is, would you like to go back to that version with all of her circumstances? So for me, I was 28, 20 years ago. I was working a great job. I was single. I traveled all over the world, both for work and for fun. My life was really good. Don't get me wrong. At least by all external measures, my life was pretty neat. My relationship with myself, though, was not the best by any stretch of the imagination. I was super insecure at work. I was in constant fear that I was going to get fired. And even when my bosses would always give me great feedback, and I rarely struggled to perform to the level that was expected of me, I lacked so much confidence that I didn't enjoy it. I wasn't even aware of how good I was at my job. Or even if I acknowledged that I was good, I felt so insecure all the time. And I wouldn't apply to a promotion that I now look back and I know that I was super qualified for. Or I didn't ask for raises that I was due because I didn't believe that I deserved them, or I thought that I wasn't good enough, or I was more of the mindset that if you do a good job, they are going to notice and they are going to reward you for it. And if they don't, it's because you're not that good, maybe. So you see, and as I share my own experience, ask yourself if it resonates for you. If you remember having similar thoughts, or maybe being in a similar mindset back then. And it's not that it's false that if you do a good job, they are going to notice and potentially eventually reward you for that. But that doesn't always happen that way. And you know, this squeaky wheel gets the grease. That's so true. I wasn't very assertive or maybe at all. And socially, I had many acquaintances, but I wouldn't say that I had real deep friendships. And I'm always like that. I've always struggled with being like super introvert, and it's a little bit better now. But back then, I would often spend a weekend completely alone in my apartment, maybe reading or watching TV, because I didn't have anyone to plan things with when I was single, that is. And when I was in a committed relationship back then, and I was on and off during that time before I met my now husband 12 years ago, I was very insecure and very, very afraid of intimacy. That I don't really think now, at least, that I gave any of those relationships a real shot. I hated my body. I despised it. I treated it so very poorly in terms of what I did to it and also how I thought of it, of her. I don't know. I always struggle with how to speak about my body. Is it an it or is it a she? I don't know. How do you talk about your body? Do you think of your body as a she or as an it? Let me know. I'm interested because it feels a little bit weird for me still to not have found the proper pronoun for my body. And the whole relationship with my body, it's probably enough for another whole episode, and also with a trigger warning. So I won't go into more detail about it now, but just believe me, it was not a good, fulfilling relationship. It certainly wasn't a relationship that I would now think that I would enjoy going back to that. By no means. Like, I have a much, much better relationship with my body now, with my 20 years older body now, which is really interesting. So it just signals to me that it's so much less about the actual facts of the body, like the actual shape, the actual size, the actual scars or lack thereof. It's so much less about all the physical signs of aging or of having had children. And it's way more about other things, right? How we think about the body, how we think about ourselves, how we relate to our past decisions and all that stuff. I wasn't sure back then what I wanted in life. I didn't know if I wanted children. Marriage per se was never a goal for me. Never ever. Like, I wasn't one of those girls that since like a little girl dream of their wedding. That wasn't my situation. I wasn't against it, but it wasn't like a personal goal for me. And I guess I didn't think of the future in any way that allowed me to plan back then. Now that I'm reflecting about it, I don't think that I had a sense of having a future, or maybe that the future was mine to shape. Like, I was in charge of shaping it in whatever way I wanted. I guess I was more, or I felt that I was on a track, on a path that had been decided for me, and I was just coasting along. I don't remember having something that I wanted to strive for or look forward to. I was just living like the Groundhog Day, kind of. It wasn't bad, but it wasn't great. It wasn't amazing. I mean, it was good from day to day. It was not a bad life at all. But it wasn't intentional, or I feel like I lacked a little, like a sense of direction and agency in my life. Now, why am I talking about this, and why did I ask you to think about your version of 20 years ago? You know, when people say I am, I don't know, 50, but I feel like I am 25 or whatever numbers, right? I've said that. And maybe you have said that too. And it's, if you think about it, it doesn't really make a lot of sense. Or at least it doesn't make a lot of sense to me. What does that even mean? Like, how do you compare how you feel now with how you felt when you were number of years younger? And like, for me, for example, I feel so much better now than ever before. Ever before. I am much, much better now than ever before. I didn't exercise at all back then. And now I do. So I am physically so much stronger. I feel very strong now, and I am very strong. And that makes me feel so much more confident when I move, when I carry heavy things. I just move in my body with more ease and more confidence than I ever did in my past. And I also love myself, or at the very least, I understand the parts of me that maybe don't like some other parts. And I have so much more self-compassion and self-kindness. I also enjoy what I do so much more. I love my life. If I felt now at 48 like I felt at 28, I would be depressed. I don't want to feel like I felt when I was 28. Right? But then I thought, okay, I'd like to feel how I feel now, but maybe have a younger looking body. Maybe that's it. But then I asked myself, why? And this gets me angry, to be honest. Because as women, we've been brainwashed since forever to believe that younger looking bodies are better, more valuable, more worthy, to the point where we go to great lengths to preserve that young look on the outside, that appearance of youth. We spend so much money and time, and we undergo great amounts of pain to combat the signs of the passage of time in our human vessels. So much heartache when we, or if we look quote unquote older, gray hair, wrinkles, saggy body parts. It's like we have bought into this notion that that's not good, no bueno, right? And we internalized those ideas of what is ideal and what isn't. And we are taking action to our own detriment many, many times to quote unquote correct that or to conform to those ideas that were not ours to begin with. I used to think years ago that I was sure, I was positive, and I even had like this idea, like I was putting money aside because I was going to have plastic surgery, like a facelift at least, and I was gonna do Botox and all of that, right? You know, all the treatments that are available for women, all the anti-aging thing, right? And a part of me still wants that. I mean, it still wants the results of doing those things. A part of me wants to look younger, but another part of me wants to not want that. I want to look my age because I am so damn proud of how I changed, and I don't want to believe that any way I look can take away from that, from my value, from my worth as a person, as a woman. I am not there yet. I am not where I am comfortable and where I don't want to look younger, but I want to get there. I want to love my aging body and all the signs that show how much I've lived. Time passing is what allows us to experience life. If time stood still, we wouldn't be able to experience life, anything in life. We would be frozen in time without aging bodies, but without meaningful experiences. So we want the passage of time so we can experience life, but we don't want the consequences that the passage of time has on our physical bodies. But we only don't want that because of the way that society has decided that we should look and what is valuable to society. And I disagree. I don't agree that that's right. It's not right. It's not fair. This friend that I was having this conversation with, she told me that when she says, I am X years old, but I feel half of X, whatever, right? What she means is that she sees herself like having so many years ahead of her than what she actually has. So if I am 48, I have very, like, fewer years ahead of me than I had when I was 24, right? And that's what she means when she says, I am 48, but I feel 24. And that makes sense to me. That does make a lot of sense. But that doesn't have to do at all, anything at all, with the physical appearance of our human body, right? Objectively, being close to 50, I have about 30 more years to be alive on this planet. And yeah, 20 years ago, I had 50 years ahead of me. So that is different. But it's way more about all the life that we bring into our day-to-day life and how we keep expanding our lives and not shrinking it. We were talking also with this friend about how when some people, as they grow older, they keep expanding and testing the limits of their own experiences and who they are, and they keep like being so vibrant because they bring so much aliveness to their lives, if that makes sense. Whereas other people, it's the opposite. Like, it's like they are shrinking. Like every year, every time, every day, every week, every month, their lives are smaller and they are more restricted and more limited. And it's like they are slowly like dwindling, right? So what about you? I want to hear about what is your experience with the passing of time. How many years have you been alive? And do you ever think that you, quote unquote, feel younger? And if so, what do you mean by that? What exactly? These are things that we are used to saying, but everyone, if you really dig a little bit into the meaning, everyone has a different meaning for that. And what is yours? What is your conception of getting older, of feeling younger or older, or your age? What are your ideas around this topic? It's so fascinating to me. I would love for you to hit me on Instagram or send me an email to carola@carolafuertes.com and tell me, because like this is something, it's a very universal experience, and I'm really curious to learn about how other people experience this. So I may do other episodes around this topic on aging, and especially if you are interested and if you send me your thoughts, maybe we can do something really interesting there. And well, it's a topic that I am really curious about, and I'd love to get more input, more different inputs on this. So again, if you have any comments or questions, any insights that you have found helpful, or anything that you'd like to share about this topic or maybe other topics that are of interest to you, please send me an email to, again, carola@carolafuertes.com, or you can send me a DM on Instagram, and I am @fuertescarola there. I hope you enjoyed this episode. It was a little bit different than the other episodes that I've done. And let me know if you liked it or not. If you want to find out more about coaching with me, I recommend to book a free zero pressure consult going to carolafuertes.com/consult. And you can also find out more about what I do and what I stand for on my Instagram @fuertescarola. And you can also look up my website, is carolafuertes.com. If you want to support this show, you can always follow or subscribe where you normally listen to your podcasts, and honest reviews in the platform that you're listening to right now are the best way to do so. And of course, if you know of a friend or a loved one that you think might benefit or enjoy listening to this or another episode, please share it with them. I will be so grateful, and they will be too. Okay, I will be back soon, hopefully. And in the meantime, what's your relationship with age and aging, with your body and your mind as time passes? And just notice what that is like. Curious. Be curious to know, what is that relationship like? That's all for now, my friends. Bye.